You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays have lost 4 out of 5. They lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend to the Yankees. But the silver lining, I guess, is that they got some pretty good starting pitching over the weekend. Sunday, Jake Odorizzi taking a no-hitter into the 7th inning, and then he ends up losing the game. A tough loss. He only gives up one hit, but it was a big one. But overall, it seems like maybe the starting pitching is getting to the point where we thought it would be this season for this Rays team, being really a strength.
Yeah, it's been mediocre thus far, and I think it's a good period now. I think if you're a Rays fan, to be optimistic, because you've got Boxberger coming back, and then over the weekend you saw Moore, Archer, and Odorizzi all pitch well. So in theory, you could see the starters start to go 6 or 7 innings, then you hand it over to a bullpen with Boxberger, Colome, and then you could do matchups with some of the other stuff. So that's, in theory, that's how it's supposed to work, and I think it is something to be optimistic about if you're a Rays fan.
Yeah, getting some extra help for that bullpen certainly. I mean, they've done a lot of work as of late, so longer starts by the starters will help. And you mentioned something else that will certainly help, and that's the return of Brad Boxberger. He's back off the DL for Monday night's game now. Kevin Cash said he would ease him back into the closer role. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean he gets a start in the spot in the 7th, then the 8th, then the 9th? I mean, is there a plan to easing a guy into that closer role?
Well, he hasn't been too specific about it, but I would imagine, you know, it's either going to be a setup thing or a matchup type thing in the earlier innings. So he's never really wavered saying that Boxberger would get back to the role as the closer, but, you know, I do think it is going to be like a transition to get back there.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard on a guy to make him go right into the 9th game on the line type situation coming off the DL, still working things out, you would think. But then the question, obviously, Bill, is what do you do with Colome? I mean, I guess he becomes the setup guy, but how is he going to take that as well as he's pitched this season?
Well, he struck me as being pretty professional. You never know how that'll ride, though, because obviously the glory position in the bullpen is the closer. So I would imagine he's going to end up serving as a setup guy, and you know, the closer get the closing slots when Boxberger's not available. So I don't see any reason why he can't do it, but you never know what goes through a guy's head when whether it's disappointment or anger or whatever when you're no longer doing what you were doing and doing well.
Now, he's also a guy that I think has spoken about the fact that he really thrives off the energy, the electricity of coming in the 9th and everything that comes with that. When he goes back to pitching the 8th, is there any concern that being in the 8th inning, maybe he's not as effective as he was in the 9th?
Well, I don't think there's any concern, but I do think it's something, you know, that we can all watch and see what happens if in fact that happens, because he didn't make any secret about the fact that he kind of gets jazzed when he comes in the 9th.
When you look at the other side of things with this Rays team, the bats, for the most part, obviously guys have stepped up. This team's hit a lot of home runs. But one guy they got in the offseason, Bill, for the bat, certainly more than for the glove, was Hank Conger. He's a catcher, but they wanted that bat, and it really hadn't produced. 159 going into the weekend, I think, was where his average was. But he has a big Saturday with a home run, 2 doubles, 3 RBIs. I mean, was it coming to the point, the way he was performing, that his spot on this roster was starting to kind of become a question mark?
Well, you certainly could do the math. They, you know, re-signed J.P. Arencibia, who gave him a lot of offense last September. So, you know, I'm sure he's a smart guy. I'm sure he was probably figuring out, you know, I better do something here pretty quick. And, of course, on Saturday, he actually threw out a runner as well. You know, it was a play that had to be reviewed, but he was out. So, he has struggled behind the plate and struggled with the bat, so that was good for Rays fans to see on Saturday, to see him do a little something.
Yeah, and obviously one game doesn't make all the struggles go away, but it's certainly a step in the right direction and maybe helps his confidence a little bit. We mentioned Boxberger coming back. Logan Forsyth, I guess, Bill, is kind of inching his way back. It's been 3 weeks now since the injury. I know he's not swinging the bat yet or anything like that, but is there an update on where Forsyth is?
I talked to him on Saturday, and he told me that he was, you know, following through with the plan, which was to take some swings today. They call them dry swings when you're not swinging at balls. So, you know, I asked him when he would start taking wet swings, and he didn't have an answer for that yet. But they'll watch him swing some today, and then they'll set a little bit more of a program for him. And but he seems to be feeling pretty good, and I think it's safe to say he should be back pretty soon.
It's tough to do the wet swings when you play in a dome, too. Sorry,
exactly.
That was bad joke. Another thing I wanted to touch on with you, Bill, was Brandon Guyer. You had a good article about him, and he's become the guy in the American League that just gets hit by a ton of pitches. He led the American League in hit by pitches a year ago with 24, and he's already up to 13 this year. And I guess he's looking for the right thing to help him out from a defense or armor standpoint. Is that fair to say? He wants to find something when he's getting hit so much, a little protection?
Yeah. I mean, it's like he's a hit magnet. I mean, you know, the balls just find him. And I do think that in some cases it's probably been to his benefit that he doesn't wear, you know, the big getup that Barry Bonds and Biggio wore. And, of course, he said that they're too restrictive for him. But I think from a standpoint of what it looks like to the umpires, and, you know, because, you know, he says he's not trying to get hit, but he sure does get hit a lot for someone who doesn't try to get hit. But, you know, he has a nice way of kind of folding in, and I think it doesn't raise as much suspicion when you're not going up there dressed like a catcher.
Yeah, I always wondered how Bond swung the bat to Ambigio with that big thing, but certainly did it successfully.
Yeah, and he says it, you know, and Guyer just says it's very uncomfortable. In fact, he even tried one where, you know, it was just a sleeve with a pad in the elbow, and he said even that felt a little bit off, so he'd rather go take his chances without.
Does he have a theory of why he gets hit so much? I mean, obviously he's a guy that stands in on the plate, but, I mean, a lot of guys stand in on the plate. Does he have any theory on why he's the guy that in the last year plus has just gotten hit more than anyone?
He doesn't have any theories, and, you know, he does allow it hurts. So, you know, it's not like he says he has a high tolerance for pain, but it still hurts.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad he's not. That's good to know that it hurts, and at least he'd rather not be getting hit for sure. All right, up next for the Rays is going to be the Kansas City Royals here starting tonight, Bill. And obviously this is a team that's the defending champs, but they're not exactly that team right now. They've really been struck by the injury bug. One big play taking out Alex Gordon and Mike Moustakas. Moustakas done for the year. Salvador Perez probably going to miss the series, I would think, after a tweak, although he may avoid the disabled list. Despite the fact that the Royals have won three in a row in dramatic fashion over the weekend, it seems like this is a pretty good time to be facing the defending champs.
Yeah, you know, you think that, but I got into Kansas City early yesterday, and I'm watching that game on TV, and they still have that element. It's just like a relentlessness. You know, they were behind yesterday to Sale, and they still found a way to get it done. And they just have just such a professional approach and, you know, a vitality that, you know, a lot of teams would love to have. And, you know, you see a guy like Hosmer, you know, getting it started after you know, they were down 4-3 there in the ninth yesterday. So, I don't know. It's hard. You know, you would love to package that and give it to your team, but it's, you know, it's hard to come by.
Yeah, it is amazing what they've done, and they've done it the whole time without really standout pitching. I mean, this is an example when you look at this series. Maybe you give Ian Kennedy an edge over Andries tonight in game one, but otherwise, when you look at the Rays rotation and the Royals rotation, I mean, man for man, I would pretty much take the Rays guys, but it just seems like this Royals team, like you said, relentless, never quit, and they're certainly not going to quit without those guys. So it should be a good series and an important series, I think, now for the Rays. Great stuff, as always, Bill. We'll check in, find out the results of that series next week on the podcast. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.